Listen and Live Audio presents The Memory of Water by Karen White. Read for you by Susanna Burney. Chapter 1. For I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children, unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me, and keep my commandments. Exodus 20:5-6. Marnie. For thousands of years, the Atlantic Ocean has beat against the beach of my childhood, its watery fingers stealing more and more of the soft, silted sand, grabbing at the estuaries and creeks of the South Carolina Lowcountry, leaving us with a detritus of old forests, battered dunes, and bleeding loss. But the shore remains, the sand itself testament to survival, the remnants of large rocks crushed into grains of sand. Just as our family has dared to claim ownership of a parcel of shoreline and ocean for generations, our house defying the elements of nature. Strong winds buffet the sea oats and tall dune grasses, tossing sand and seabirds where it will, winding my sister's golden hair into sunlit spirals of silk until it becomes the only good memory I have of her, the only memory I allowed myself to keep. But the wind pushes on, pushes at the shoreline, at our old house, and at me. Yet somehow, we remain. I hadn't been back to McClellanville for almost 10 years.